Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. On this Sunday, I tell you what, we are so thrilled that you've joined us around the world, and we are excited that you are joined us on bpnradio.com, and I tell you what, this is a great opportunity to minister, and we thank God for that, and I encourage you to be a blessing and plant some seeds in BPN Radio. I tell you what, we trust that you are blessed every Sunday with these messages that we bring forth to you. Today we're going to talk about Jabez's prayer, and that's in 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. And I have my friend, my grandson, Alex, that's going to read that scripture at this time.
And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him with that requested.
And Jabez was blessed. He said, prayed, "God, enlarge my territory." And that's what I want to preach on today is to enlarge your territory. Enlarge, stretch out the stakes. Enlarge your tent. Stretch them out. You know, that's what we do. You know, if you go camping and what have you, you stretch that tent out, those tent stakes, as far as you possibly can. And that's what Jabez was asking. God, enlarge my territory, enlarge my influence. And that's what I encourage you to do, is to pray, "Lord, enlarge my influence in my territory, wherever I'm at, Lord." If I'm in the ministry, I tell you what, I want you to just pray, "Lord, enlarge my territory, stretch out my stakes, help me to minister to people that I don't know. Give me divine appointments and divine connections. Give me ingenious ideas. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you'll do that, that God will bless you. I believe that if you'll just say, "Lord, enlarge my territory," I believe He will do that. He'll enlarge your influence. You know, the thing about it, a lot of us, you know, as ministers and you know, Christians and what have you, we get into church and we sit down on that pew and, you know, we get saved and we just sit there, you know, "Feed me, feed me, feed me." But you know what? The Lord is saying, you know, get up and do something and stretch out your territory. Stretch out the bands you know, look for ways to minister to other people. Look for ways to go out and knock on doors. Look on ways to be of influence in, you know, whatever it's in groups like, you know, if you're in a senior group or if you're any kind of organization or what have you. You need to be the leader. You don't need to be the follower. You need to have influence in people's lives. And I encourage you to ask God to give you the opportunity to open doors that you never thought would ever open up. I just believe there's doors you know, that we need to knock on. We need to open them up in the name of Jesus. I just believe that you have the power to do that. Isaiah 22:22. I just believe that, you know, that there is doors to be opened. And you have the privilege to open those doors. If you will just believe the Lord Jesus Christ, that those doors that are going to be opened, that opportunities are going to be opened that you never even thought about. I just encourage you to do that. If you want to read that scripture in Isaiah 22:22, he talks about, you know, that doors will be opened if we will only step out and believe that the Lord is going to promote you to the places that you will have great influence. See, that's what Jabez was praying for, that God would bless him and that he would have influence on people's lives. I just believe that God is able to do that. I just believe that young people, that you need to stretch forth with your faith. I just think about the young man that basically he had a desire. He was a good young man that was a Christian, but he wanted to be he wanted to go to Georgetown University, and he was his mom was a single parent, and he was I don't know if he was the only child, but he was the oldest one, and he had a desire to be a correspondent around the world. He wanted to be he had a desire in his heart to be the Secretary of State of the United States. He had a goal. And in his junior and senior year, he began to put out requests for grants, and he began to put out requests for scholarships and what have you. And he sent out a number of letters. I don't know how many letters he sent out, but he sent, I don't know how many it was, but anyway, he got a return, and he got over $1 million worth of scholarships. It was enough that he could pay his degree, his basic degree, his master's degree, and his doctorate degree. He wanted to have a PhD in foreign relationships, and I tell you what, that young man will probably go a long, long ways. He felt like his influence needed to be stretched, and that's what he prayed for. Lord, open doors and give me the opportunity that I might be able to go. His family didn't have the funds to go, definitely not to Georgetown. Georgetown is a very, Georgetown University there in Washington, D.C. is a very expensive university and what have you. And, I know nowadays, I was talking to my son, and he was telling me that every year, he's got two kids in college, and he said that it takes about $40,000 a year to have those kids to live in the dormitories and get their education at a Ivy League college and what have you. And I know that they got scholarships of all kinds, and we're grateful for that. We're praising God for that. I think of another young lady that, she had a desire, to go to university. So I'm not sure exactly where, but she didn't have any money. She was a single parent, her mom was a single parent, and she started sending out letters as a junior, and she sent out 900 and some odd letters. It was interesting. She got 900 and some odd no's on scholarships and grants and what have you. But there was several of them, nearly 100 of them, that came back with positive, that gave them 1,000 here and 5,000 there. And time they added it all up, she had nearly $1 million also to go to college. There's another young lady that I just heard about the other day, that she had gotten over $2 million worth of scholarships to go to the university, and she wanted to have a PhD. I think she was going into the medical field to be a doctor, but we have got to pray and believe that we can see those miracles happen, that we can enlarge our stakes and enlarge our influence. Those young people are going to have great influence on people. And that's what we've got to pray, that our young people will rise up and that they will pray and that they will seek the Lord and that they will, use their Christian influence to influence, their school, influence the people that they're around. In the name of Jesus, I just believe that we pray for these young people, that they will be the leaders and not the followers. I see young people, should be leaders that are following, and it breaks my heart that they're following instead of leading. And I just pray for them in the name of Jesus that they will be the ones that will stretch out their stakes and enlarge their territory of influence. And that's what we've got to do as pastors, as ministers. And that's what I'm trying to do on this Sunday program, is to enlarge my territory. I know that BPN goes around the world, and I know that Sundays is a wonderful day to listen to BPN radio with wonderful preachers and ministers and churches and what have you. If you're a shut-in, I tell you what, I trust that you will get the Word of God down in your heart, that you will have the faith to believe that you can have greater influence on people's lives by just picking up the phone and talking to people. Hey, ask the Lord to give you ingenious ideas. See, that's what we got to do. We've got to have ingenious ideas. That there are so many people that are just laying around doing nothing, and they're watching TV and playing games, and they're just hooked on all kinds of the game situation instead of being an influence. They're just caught up with they're hooked on the computers and hooked on those games and what have you. And I just pray that God would minister to them, that God would give them a heart, a desire to see souls saved, see their loved ones and their friends and their neighbors be touched by the Word of God, that the Holy Ghost power will minister to them in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for stretching out their territory, stretching out their stakes, enlarging their influence. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise His name. I see it happening in our lives. I just see people having a desire to go forth. I think about some of the people in the Bible, David, when he was anointed king as a young man. I don't know how old he was. He said he was I assume he was probably 13 to 15 years old. He might have been older than that, I'm not sure. They say that he was probably 17 when he killed the giant. But when he was anointed to be the king, I tell you what, he was a very young man. And, to be anointed, he kept those things down in his heart. And he knew that God was going to use him. And he took every opportunity, to minister. I tell you what, when he came down to the battleground where his brothers was, where they was fighting the Philistines, here this big old giant king, giant man, huge man, They say that, some people say he was 9 foot tall, some say he's 13 foot tall, but he was a big guy. And anyway, he came out and he dug a horn, sent out a man to come and fight with me. And everybody, you know, basically the Israelites, they ran for their tents to hide from this, you know, giant. They didn't want to go out there and fight that big old giant. But David, this young man, he says, "What are you guys doing? What are you letting this guy, you know, defile the God of Israel?" You know, this man was cursing Israel. He was cursing, you know, the God of Israel. And boy, that just, you know, upset David. And David, you know, he said, "Hey, I can take that guy out. Hey, give me an opportunity." And, you know, he was praying, you know, "Enlarge my territory here." And as he spoke, people began, you know, the guys, they heard it and they took him to the king. And the king, you know, he said, "You really want to go out and fight that guy, you know?" Well, you know, he tried on, you know, Saul's armament, which was much bigger than what David was used to. He said, "Oh, no, I can't do this. I can't work with this." He took it all off. He says, "This, let me go out here on my own." And he went down to the brook. He picked up 5 smooth stones, it says. And he put 1 stone in there. And that giant, he looked down and he says, "What? What is this? You guys send me out a little bitty grasshopper to fight against me?" He says, "I'm going to chop you up and eat you. Hey, there is no way. There was no way that we could, you know, this giant was so insulted that he was ready to, you know, wipe, you know, little David out. But David said, "I come in the name of the Lord." And he began to, you know, sling with that rock in it. And he slung it. He got it, you know, I mean, David was such an accurate, you know, while he was out taking care of the sheep, I can imagine him taking rocks and you know, taking and killing rabbits and killing coyotes and lions or whatever it is. But he became very accurate in what he was doing. And I can just see him, you know, letting that stone go. He said, "In the name of the God of Israel." And that stone went flying right into the middle of that giant's head. And that giant was knocked out and he fell like a big old log. And David runs up and he looks around looking for something to cut the guy's head off. And he sees the giant's sword. He grabs it and he yanks it out and he chops the old giant's head off. I can just imagine that the children of Israel, they start to begin to yell. They begin to get their swords and they begin to get their shields, and they take off running after the Philistines. And the Philistines, they realize that their giant had been killed, and they begin to run and take off and go the other direction. You know, here it was, David was enlarging his territory. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to see an opportunity and enlarge the territory around you. Jabez was enlarging his territory. He said, "Lord, enlarge my influence. Help me to be an influence." I mean, it's just one verse in Chronicles. And and we say, you know, that's what we say, you know, we say the Jabez prayer, "Enlarge my territory." And I pray that you'll do that today. I pray that you'll just ask the Lord, "Give me an opportunity to minister somewhere in the name of Jesus." Look for an opportunity. You know, there's rest homes, there's group homes, you know, that you can minister in. There's hospitals that you can visit the sick. There's many places that you can go to that have people that are sick that need somebody to minister to them. And I pray that you'll take the vision, that you'll catch hold of that vision and enlarge your territory of influence. Go to those prisons and, you know, volunteer, you know, to hand out food. Do a food bank. Do a clothing store. Do whatever you can do. And go out and pick up people and bring them to church. Look for our kids that need it. You know, that may be out there that are on the street. You know, there's a lot of homeless people. Maybe God will give you the opportunity to minister to those that are homeless. Volunteer down at the food banks and what have you. I'm giving you all kinds of suggestions. In the name of Jesus, you can do it. Pastors, I know that you can do many things by joining different groups and different organizations. And tell you what, I know of a man that basically he got involved in politics in his city, and he became the mayor of this town. And I know that many of them, there's 300 and some odd that are running right now for political offices that rose up pastors, mind you, that have, you know, said, hey, you know, we've got to be more influential, you know, be more influential in our community and what have you. And, you know, that's the thing that we've got to do, enlarge my territory and enlarge my influence in the name of Jesus. I just believe that there is a burden for each one of us. I just believe that if we don't do it, who's going to do it? You know, there's people out there that need a preacher to preach to them. There's a real need in the name of Jesus. And I ask right now that you will pray that prayer of Jabez, enlarge my territory right now. In Jesus' name, glory to his name. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. I think about the church down in Fort Worth. God has laid it up on their hearts since 1995 to pray around the clock. They've been doing that around the clock for all these years. They have people now that are going out and witnessing that they're knocking on doors. They're keeping account of how many people they've won to the Lord, and it's been over 100,000 people so far that has come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They go out two by two and knocking on doors and talking to people, and that's what you got to do. We've got to do that. We've got to, you know, pray that God would give us that opportunity to knock on doors and tell people about Jesus. There are people out there waiting to hear. There are people that are willing to commit suicide, and you may be the only one that can ever reach them. You may come to them at the right time, at the right hour. They may be in such a depression state that when you knock on the door, that you're the answer that they've been praying for. And I just know that God is able, that you need to step up to the plate and say, Lord, enlarge my influence, enlarge my territory right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I know that many of you, that are especially retired people, you know. I'm amazed at how many people that are sitting in our pews, you know, in our churches that are retired, that are sitting there doing nothing. And they could be doing something. I know people, you know, that are making quilts. They're They have a quilt thing that they work together, and they make quilts for the veterans. They make quilts for the homeless and what have you. And there are so many opportunities. If you just open your eyes and look around, God will meet. He will encourage you. He will show you, you know, the convoy of hope. There's many of the opportunities there. I tell you what, you look at, Frank Graham. He's got, a ministry, that goes where there's a disaster. I tell you what, there is opportunities. AmeriCorps, you can join them. This is numerous things that each one of us can do if we'll just look around and Lord, ask the Lord to enlarge your territory today. Oh, I just encourage you today. Look for that opportunity. And I know that Jabed, I know that his territory was enlarged, and yours can be enlarged tremendously if you will ask. Ask the Lord to show you what to do. Ask the Lord to give you ingenious ideas. Oh, right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, divine appointments and divine connections in Jesus' name. Oh, I know that God is able. I want God to bless you. I want the Lord to show you the opportunities. There are so many people that are lost. They need you to minister to them. You don't have to be a preacher. You just need to be willing. He said, if you will be willing, I tell you what, he will bless you abundantly. He will use you. All you got to say, yes, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to do it. In the name of Jesus, I just know right now that God is using you. God is going to use you. And you're saying, yes, in the name of Jesus right now, I claim it. I believe it. I just, I ask God's blessing upon you right now and minister to you in a mighty way. Touch your life right now, Lord. Touch their lives. Touch them around the world, wherever they're at, in the name of Jesus, that there will be an influence in the government, Lord. That there'll be an influence around the world, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them, Lord, and anoint them with the Holy Spirit, with the power of God, in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, cancel out all fear. In the name of Jesus, oh God, touch them right now. Oh, I thank you, Father. I thank you for what you're about to do. I thank you for the lives that are being changed right now, that their territory is being enlarged, that their lives are being encouraged, and that they're encouraging their loved ones and friends and neighbors. Hey, this has been Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. I tell you what, we are so grateful that you've joined us, and we just ask God's blessings upon you, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be upon you, that your territory is increased and enlarged. I would look out, I'm blind, what's your excuse? And also, the day the lights went out, give us a blessing. Plant some seeds in bpnradio.com. I just believe that God will bless you. He said, give it, give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down and run over. So God bless you. We love you, and we thank you for listening today. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.